The fighting is raging on the outskirts of the Syrian capital, Damascus, as the army is preparing for a large military strike against insurgents. It continues to carry out tactical operations to eliminate foreign-backed militants. Press TV's Muhammad Ali, embedded with the Syrian army, sent us this report from the battleground.
We are heading with a Syrian army unit to a front line in Al-Qabun area where foreign-backed militants are positioned.
Press TV has been able to reach the heart of Al-Qabun district, where fighting is going on for months. It is one of the most complicated battlefields of Damascus because the area harbors huge factories. The huge buildings are considered by militants as strong castles during the battles. Here, Syrian army tanks and artillery target the militants' bastions.
We are in the industrial zone of Qabun. Our mission is to form a defense line and monitor militants' movements to foil their infiltration into the capital.
The industrial block is vast and extremely dangerous. One building is in the hands of the army, the next an insurgent's hand.
Here on one of the front lines in Al-Qabun area, a Syrian army unit detected foreign-backed militants moving in front of them. The decision was taken to attack.
Some of the factories which were occupied by the insurgents have been secured by the army, and the Syrian authorities have asked their owners to resume the ordinary work.
After the militants attacked the factories and kicked their owners out, our mission started to repel and eliminate them. During days, they use advanced sniper guns. At nights, they try to infiltrate, but we push them back.
The stretch of land is part of a bigger one that constitutes the siege on the armed men in eastern Al-Ghouta. Because of the army's proximity to safe zones in Damascus, the insurgents constantly try to sneak into it. Meanwhile, preparations are underway for a large-scale military operation to flush out the insurgents from the whole region. Muhammad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.
Well, Muhammad Ali himself now joins us via Skype from the Syrian capital, Damascus. Muhammad, tell us a bit more about your observations and experience while you were embedded with the army.
Yes, what we can note to first is the significance of the army achievements happening on ground, especially around Damascus. We have to say that in El Sbeini, in the past couple of 2 days, the Syrian army has made significant gains of ground over there, pushing back the insurgents in El Sbeini and Al Hajar Al Aswad. This is in the southern countryside of Damascus. And of course, it continues to implement a siege on the militants that are in eastern Al-Ghouta, east of Damascus. One of the axes and land that which of course constitutes this siege is where a Press TV team was accompanying the army just yesterday in Al-Qabun area. Over there, as you have just seen in the report, huge buildings over there, there are all factories. Militants have positioned themselves in there after displacing the owners of the factories and are using their advanced sniper guns. However, we have been told over there by the Syrian government forces that there is a large military operation that will target all the militants over there. We don't know when this will be happening. However, it will be soon in the coming week. So it is definitely, you can feel definitely that the Syrian army is carrying out daily operations in order to eliminate all the armed men in eastern Al-Ghouta, because eastern Al-Ghouta is very close to the Syrian capital, Damascus, especially in areas like Qabun and Berzeh and Jobar. And that's why we see ongoing operations on a daily basis, every hour, by the Syrian army to stop the militants who try to infiltrate into the Syrian capital, Damascus, and into safe zones. However, we have to note here that the Syrian army continues to gain more ground, not only in Damascus countryside, but also we have seen in Homs countryside just yesterday and days before, the areas and towns and villages like Sadab, strategic areas like the mountain of Al Nahdain in Homs countryside, and previously also in Aleppo countryside. So it is a large operation all around the country to eliminate the militants.
Okay, Muhammad, thanks a lot for that.